I would like to introduce the first speaker, Jen N. from the Point of Freedom Group of NA in the Lumhana area of NA.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm an addict.
Hey, Jen.
I'm very nervous. It's early. Anyway, I'll start off. My clean date is March 1st, 2015. And it's been a little, almost 3.5 years. Sandy asked me to speak on, you know, relationships and recovery. And I've definitely been in a few as far as romantic, but I have a lot of other as far as relationships that are very important to me. First one I'll, you know, talk about is the relationship actually with myself. You know, I had to accept things and actually, you know, work on some things. I still am a work in progress, obviously. It just takes a lot of work. Some days, you know, I don't feel too good about myself. You know, I just try to put, you know, faith in myself and just keep pushing forward. And lately, you know, I've been having some crazy days. I've been kind of getting a little disconnected, I would say. Just been going through some stuff, and it's a relationship that's kind of tough. But as far as like relationships with people in NA, they are my family. I love all you guys. I wouldn't be here without you, and that is very important to me. I mean, I'm kind of disconnected a little bit, but I always know I can always call someone, and they will be there no matter what. That's something about NA that, you know, I learned from the beginning. I was welcomed with open arms, and I stayed. You know, in the beginning, I wasn't sure what this was, what to expect, as far as that goes. But I quickly realized that I have a place here. I'm meant to be here to spread, you know, a message. Definitely hope, because, you know, in the beginning, I've been an addict for over 20 plus years, and this is the first time I'm in recovery. So, you know, it took me many years to, you know, actually put it out there that I have a problem. I just kept pushing it under the rug, even when people would tell me, you know, I think you have a problem. Well, you know, I can handle it. I can control it all, which I do. I like to have control over a lot of things. I still have problems with that. But, you know, I'm working on it. And as far as the women in my life, in recovery, actually in my life, are very important to me. You know, I have a very close family. I have two sisters that, you know, I have good relationships with. My younger sister, I can't say she's one of us, but it's been, you know, she's just, you know, she has some problems, but we all do. But, you know, she's working on that too. But I just encourage her in what I'm doing, and she sees it, and, you know, one day, you know, maybe she'll come to me for help. But she knows that I'm there. And as far as, you know, my sponsor, she's an awesome woman. I'm always there, you know, when I need her. And I'm always there when she needs me. You know, it's a two-way street. And we've definitely had each other's backs. It's, you know, that's something that, I mean, I have close people with me, but, you know, it's a very close bond. You know, my first sponsor, you know, we have a bond. It's just a little different, different personalities. But, you know, I love her too. You know, I love both of them. And I can call either one. So sometimes you just outgrow some things, and comfortability, and to grow, because, you know, sometimes, you know, I need, you know, some push, and that was definitely the push I needed, because I let things build up until I explode, and that is not good, and I'm very calm and collect until it just gets to here, and then that's it, and I can just act crazy, and definitely crazy. You know, I don't like myself like that, and I try to practice, you know, some spiritual principles. Sometimes it's hard, but as far as, you know, my higher power, definitely a great relationship. Sometimes, you know, I push it aside and want to take my own will, which happens with my control issues, but, you know, I really try to open up a lot and just pray a lot, meditate, and, you know, try to, like, get out of my own head sometimes, because, you know, I have a war going on in there some days. It's been a lot lately, but, you know, I just have to, you know, put myself, you know, in the right frame of mind sometimes and just get out of myself, because it can mess with me a lot. Just my own thoughts on, you know, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right, what I can do. You know, I'm very hard on myself. And I'm pretty, you know, as far as, like, my self-confidence, it's getting there, but it's not where it should be. I don't know. It's like other people see things, and I don't even see it. It's tough for me. Because I was pretty much bullied when I was younger, and, you know, it's just something I have to overcome, and step work will definitely work with that. And as far as, like, romantic relationships, I pretty much came into recovery and started a relationship right away, which probably wasn't a good idea. You know, we're pretty much, I would say we're sponsoring each other. I don't know. I really wouldn't say it like that. But working on each other and not ourselves. And that definitely blew up. I wasn't working on myself. I didn't have a sponsor for like a year and a half. Definitely would not recommend that at all. I'm still here, and I didn't pick up by the grace of God. But that is definitely, I didn't take suggestions on that, and that was a very bad decision, but thank God I did not pick up. I mean, I did have a home group, I guess. I called it my home group. I didn't help out with it at all, but then, you know, it was like a year and a half, and I started going to different meetings away from, you know, the area I was going. I just needed to venture out a little bit, and that did help me. You know, I got a sponsor then, you know, I started trying to work on myself. We'll say try, because in the beginning, you know, not in the very beginning, it just took me a while to just get moving. It's like I wasn't motivated, or, you know, because, you know, I got here, you know, I was on a monitor program, and, you know, I had to do things. In the beginning, that's how I looked at it. If I have to do this, you know, oh, you know, just keep pushing forward. Don't pick up. But, I mean, you know, I wanted to quit using. It got very bad for me, you know, when I can't even go through work without using. That's a problem, definite problem. Lost my job, and, you know, I took care of people. And, you know, it's scary because, like, I could have killed somebody. And that's something I couldn't have lived with, I don't think. You know, that kind of haunts me some days. But, you know, as far as all of that, everything happens for a reason, I believe. You know, it just took me that long to actually come around and, you know, want to stop using drugs. I didn't want to stop for a long time. I just kept going. You know, it was fun for a long time. Until it, like, came to the point I couldn't control. I felt like I could control it, we'll put it that way. But I was functioning, And then I couldn't function anymore, where I couldn't control what I was doing. Just taking, you know, because at work, that's where I got, you know, my drugs. And that's was something I couldn't control. And it caught up with me, and I'm glad it did. Because every day that I had to do that, I prayed to God, please help me. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. And, you know, some days I still feel like that. Like, not as far as drugs, but, you know, it's not just about the drugs. It's about, you know, me and what I do. Because some days I don't know what to do. And I, like I said, I take control. I like to control. And, you know, I just gotta just stand back and just let things go. And pray for guidance. Because, you know, it's been a rough, say, like 2 months, maybe a month and a half. The relationship, I wouldn't say that I'm in. I mean, it's complicated. Very complicated. We're both addicts. Both in, well, I'm in recovery now. He's not currently. I mean, I guess he does have the desire to stop. But right now, he's using. But, like, you just love somebody. I do. I keep saying you, and I apologize about that. I just automatically say that. I don't know why. But I just want to help him, and I want to save him. And I have to worry about myself. And that's what's been going on. Like, I'm not focusing on me. I'm focusing on him and getting him help. And I mean, I know that I'm there to help him, but you can only help so much. He's either going to do it or he's not. And, you know, the last, say, week or two, it's been really bad. To the point where he had to use in front of me, and that's something that it scared me. It made me think of things I didn't want to think about. And I'm like, man, what am I doing? Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I can't be here, you know, and then I'm up in here. And it's scaring, like, the living shit out of me. And I saw it, what he did, and it brought back, like, all these flashbacks. And he apologizes, you know, he couldn't control it. Well, no, I could have just stopped it. Well, I did, but before it happened, that shouldn't even have been a situation I shouldn't even have been in. Those are the type of things that, you know, I should have called someone before I made that decision to go with him. Like, so, you know, it's been tough. And I pretty much gave him an ultimatum. But I have been giving him an ultimatum. I love him, and I can't, like, let him go. It seems like I just can't let him go, and it's a problem. And I just have to put my foot down, because it's my life. Like, you know, I'm here for a reason. I don't want to use, you know, and I do want to live today. This is my life. You know, I work in treatment, and I see struggling addicts every day that I work. And it's, like, I try to encourage them, and it's tough. Like, it's really tough to, you know, see people not wanting it. Like, I try to, you know, not really talk them into it, because I know, you know, if they want it, they want it or not. So, it's just, you know, it's just tough sometimes. And, like, they leave, like, AMA, and I just pray that they make it back, because lately, they haven't been making it back. They've been losing their fight. And, man, does it hurt? It hurts me. Like, I'm, yeah, like, it's been really tough lately. Seeing that, too. And then just thinking of everything else and not wanting to lose people. It's just been such a fight. I just have to, you know, do what I'm doing. Spread the message, and keep going, and just don't pick up no matter what, because that is the important thing, you know. And I know what I need to do, it's just hard sometimes when you're, you know, attached, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, I get myself in these relationships. I have a codependency problem. It's like I can't do it on my own. I feel sometimes. And that's a problem. I need to spend time with myself and accepting myself and not needing someone there, you know, because I don't, you know, I just need me, my NA family, my higher power, you know. It's just sometimes I feel like I can't do it on my own. I know I can't do it on my own as far as this, you know. I definitely can't stay clean on my own. I definitely need all you guys, you know. So it's just been rough lately. And like I contemplating on, should I speak today, or, you know, I don't even know why I even questioned it. It's just with everything going on, and I feel like I haven't been, you know, going to meetings like every day like I was, or like three times a week like I was. But, you know, I need to shit or get off the pot. Like, it's, you know, I got to do this. Like, I know what I got to do. But, like, I just, you know, I just want to, you know, send a clear message of, you know, and try to help. Maybe, you know, what I say might help somebody. But, you know, I just, in the beginning, I should have just spent time with myself. But I can't go back, and that's fine. But you know what? I don't need to use over anything today. I don't. Like, I made it through my brother's death, which I was 4 months clean, and watching him suffer, you know, with cancer, and him being 3 years, you know, sober, was like, man, look at him. He's gonna pass away, and he didn't have to pick up another drink. Like, okay, so, and I made him, you know, I made him a promise, you know, and it's just hard, because he's the only one in my family that understands me, that did understand me. I mean, he understands me, but he was there for me in the beginning, which was good, you know, for what he could do. It was a hurt piece on that. That's tough. You know, I lost my mother early too. I was in my active addiction when she passed. It's like I numbed it though. It was a little different then. I mean, it was my mother though. That was tough. And like before she passed, you know, I was taking some pills and stuff, and that, like, I think back, you know, I can't like do that to myself. But, you know, like I really miss, you know, my family, the past, and but I know they're here with me, definitely. But, you know, I just have to keep pulling forward and just one foot in front of the other. Some days I just don't want to. I do step back, and that's, you know, that's a problem. But I just got to work on it, you know, do some step work, you know, put the work in, because I have to do that, and it's very important, you know, to keep surrounded, stay in the middle. I keep hearing that. I hear all the phrases that we say, you know, all the meetings, you know, stay in the middle, like, just do this. Like, I am involved in service, which, you know, that kept me there, like, at area service. I didn't want to go to area service. I was like, man, I just don't want to go. I just, you know, but I'm thinking, you know, you made this commitment, damn it, and you're not the person to step back and not do it. Like, that's not me. Like, as far as, you know, if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. So it was tough, but you know what? I felt better after I went, because everyone, you know, hugged me, and I needed that day. The day was a tough day. And, you know, then the next day I went into a facility with H&I. And, you know, you always hear things right when you need it. And, man, it hits you like, wow, you know, this is, it's something how stuff just comes around and it comes to light. You're like, wow, I didn't think of it that way. Or, you know, it's crazy, like, as far as service. I really do enjoy service, like, you know, going to in facilities, because, you know what, they really need us. To go in there, and I love spreading, you know, the NA message. It's important to me. But, you know, I appreciate all you guys, you know, listening to me today. I know there's not a lot of you guys here, but it kind of made me feel better. It's like, I don't know, I get really nervous. I haven't spoke really publicly only twice. Well, three times, once in a facility. But it's, you know, I feel like my mind's all crazy. But I am crazy, so definitely. But, yeah, so but that's pretty much all I got. Thanks, guys.